with numbers. It's what with numbers.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to podcast number 25, a altogether shorter broadcast this time because
we're bastards.
We're very busy men. So this time, Nick Tan as well is unable to provide music, just because we're on a limited timescale, really.
We are, yeah. I mean, I've been busy working, you've been busy working, Nick's been busy working, so that's three of us working, and unfortunately those are the three people who do this. So, yeah, we've had to cut it down this week, haven't we? We were going to be doing another one of our celebrity specials, but, we're not doing that.
We're not doing that because, it's just going to have to wait, Richard and Judy. We're just going to shoot the breeze, you know, shoot the shit.
Yeah, we've got no agenda. I haven't even got my customary pad, my pen. I've got nothing here. Nothing. We're winging it.
It's a podcast without portfolio, essentially, isn't it?
That's a very fancy term.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it means. I think Peter Mandelson was one of them before.
Oh, the minister without portfolio. Yeah, what that means, I think, is he's like the prime minister, but he's got a different name.
Right, so Peter Mandelson ruled this country.
Mm. Yes, Peter Mandelson rules the country, yeah. That Gordon Brown fella that you see on the TV, the one with the squinty eye, the Scotch fella, he's a sensitive puppet for Peter Mandelson, who's really in charge.
Right, I didn't realise that. Seeing as this isn't really a preamble, because we haven't got time.
We haven't got anything. There's no preamble. There's no. There's going to be no songs. Well, there might be the odd song, but it's not going to be much of a song.
It will be a cappella, if anything.
Yeah, there's bugger all here, isn't there? I mean, it's literally. Are you even going to bother sticking jingles in there? Shall I do a quick jingle?
If we do jingles, it will pad it out. So we can sing one if you want.
Thinking about things empty. There, is that right?
Yeah, that will do.
I ain't bothered with that.
I've got a small agenda here.
All right, okay. What have you? Shall I get me pad? Hang on. Hold up.
No, that's good. That will pad it out a bit more.
Hold up. I've got some Spiros from the supermarket.
Oh yeah. How much were they then?
Right, I'm back again. Right, I've got me pad. What's the agenda?
I was going to surprise you with the questions.
Oh, right, OK, then, right, you carry on.
Speaking about things they've seen on the TV. Speaking about things insensibly. They'll watch a rubbish show so that you don't have to. Then they'll watch another. They'll watch with mothers. OK.
Okay, I'll stick a jingle in there just to pad it out a bit.
Right, I've got me pad.
So, firstly, vote Jedward.
Vote Jedward? Oh, what are these two wazzocks off, what do you call it, X Factor?
Yeah, how do you feel about them?
I don't feel anything about them, mate, to be honest with you. I gave up watching the X Factor. What did we watch last week, love? Don't know. Anyway, whatever we watched, we didn't watch the X Factor. I'm not interested. I think Breaks off the site, watchwithmothers.net, was one of the first people to put out they are the new Chico.
Yeah.
Whatever, they'll probably either win or they won't win. No, they won't win, will they? Because he needs the Christmas single money, doesn't he?
Well, he does, but they might be able to provide that, might they not?
Well, no, because he'll make sure that they're eventually voted off, won't he?
Well, probably, but it depends how much public approval for them grows. I think it's actually already on the wane.
Yeah, do you think? I think it's a fad, isn't it? In the same way that I think people have forgotten that Chico was this popular when he was on it.
He wasn't this popular, was he?
He was this popular. He was take that popular.
I think it really depends on which crowd is talking about them, because really, with Chico, who was it that was celebrating Chico? It was idiots, really.
Yeah, the idiot crowd. And what, and you think it's not mainly idiots who like Jedward?
I'm not sure. I think it's kids. And I also think it's people like me who should know better.
Well, what, you like the Jedward, do you?
I love those crazy little turds.
Why do you? Because they're awful.
Because they're funny, because they've got quiffs.
Right.
They look the same.
Yep, that's because they're twins.
They can't sing.
Right.
And they can't dance.
So, what's good about them then?
Well, that's good, isn't it? I think that speaks for itself.
Well, no, not really. I mean, they're on a music show, for a start. It's not Britain's Got Talent. I mean, if they were on Britain's Got Talent, I could understand it. But they're not. They're on the X Factor, which is allegedly meant to be a bit more highbrow, isn't it? If you can apply that term to that rubbish. But, they're on the wrong show.
Vote Jedward.
Vote Jedward. Speaking of that there.
Oh, what with mothers? What with mothers? No. Yes? What with mothers? What with mothers? Yes, I will watch with mothers.
What's the next question?
The next question is regarding the family. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't, no.
Do you watch TV at all?
Not really, to be honest with you. I much prefer playing computer games or watching rubbish on the internet.
So you're not even aware of what the family is?
I heard about it because I read about it on Watch With Mothers last year. It's a documentary that follows a family, isn't it? Their daily lives.
Yes, and this time around they're following a family called, what are they called? The Gruwals.
The Gruwals.
They're a British Asian family. It's the first time, apparently, this kind of experiment has ever been done, even though it's not an experiment, it's a TV show.
What do you mean this experiment's been done? First time for what?
Well, they're sticking cameras in their house and recording their day-to-day activities.
Yeah, but that's not the first time it's been done, because this is the second series of this show.
Yeah, but they're British Asian, so it's the first time this particular minority has been covered.
Well, no, hang on a minute. What about your lot? He's a postman. She's having a baby. One of the son, he's having it away with what's her name's brother. One's disappeared, and the other one didn't get into Oxford.
Hang on, what? The Masoods?
The Masoods off of your Enders.
Now, there's a difference there because one's reality TV and one's a soap opera. Do you realise the difference between these things?
No, I don't realise, because I realise the difference. But you're saying it's the first time cameras have been put in a British Asian family's home. Well, what about the Masoods? They were there first. They've been in that show now for, what, 2 years?
Well, yeah, but they're not real.
What do you mean they're not? Well, no, they're not real, but they're still a British Asian family. We watch. Do you or do you not watch EastEnders 4 times a week?
Yeah.
Right, well, I'll rest my case.
Hello there. You're listening to the smooth and groovy signs of Watch With Mothers. Here to entertain you in your ears as you go to sleep or perhaps masturbate into a cup. Watch With Mothers.
Collision, have you heard of this?
No.
It's an ITV drama, which I've not been watching either, but apparently it's they've copied the BBC and they're putting a show on every night of the week. So starts Monday, finishes Friday. I'm just not sure that's the right way to go with telly. They did it with the Wire as well, didn't they?
Oh, one of these things, yeah, the nightly jobs. Yeah, they did it with the Wire, and I watched a week's worth. I thought, oh, that means I've got another week to go now. And about halfway through the second one, I said, nah, fuck that, I've had enough. I don't like watching things. I mean, a lot of people, they buy these box sets, don't they? Just watch every single episode. Well, I get a bit bored of that after a while. Unless it's your Partridge. I like watching all them in a row.
Yeah, I mean, with something like this where it's a new show, you've made your mind up after the first episode if you want to carry on, haven't you?
Well, exactly, yeah.
So viewing figures are just going to slowly wane throughout the week. I can't see how it's a coup for ITV.
Has it got Jerome, what's his name in it?
The Fisherman.
Flynn Jerome?
The Fisherman.
The Fisherman?
He's got his own reality show, hasn't he, doing
fishing.
Oh,
right, yeah, where he goes fishing, yeah. Jerome...
Robson.
Robson Jerome. Is he in it?
He is. I think it's got elements of London Burning in it, so, yeah.
So it's London Burning with Jerome Robson. And it's on every night of the week. I'm not watching that.
No, it doesn't sound good enough, does it?
I'm too busy, actually, at the moment. I know you want to talk about Collision, but at the moment I'm far too busy drawing a Chad.
Are you actually drawing it as we speak?
I'm drawing a Chad. I've just done the nose, mate. Let me just move along the wall. There's hand number two. Hold on. There we go. Right. This is the best bit. I'm doing his head now. Hang on a minute. There we go. There goes the dome of his head. And there's his little eyes. And S-K-O-O-L S-T-I-N-K-S. Hooray!
Are you doing that for work or...?
No, that's not for work. No, that's just live Chad drawing that I've just done. Now, I think I may be the first person on the internet to have ever drawn a Chad live on air.
Are you particularly... Am I boring you?
No, you're not boring me, but I thought I'd let you join in. I'm letting you join in. I'm telling you what I'm doing. This is lovely, this.
Is it?
No. I got this hideous diarrhea coming out of my anus. I'd rather be greedy watch when it bothers. But I've got this diarrhea. It really needs to.
I've run out of things to talk about. Any thoughts?
Have you seen anything decent on the TV this week?
EastEnders is always a good watch.
Yeah, I've not been that bothered about EastEnders recently because they seem to be repeating the Trevor storyline.
Trevor? Who's Trevor?
Eh?
Trevor?
Yeah, you remember Trevor? There was little Mo.
Oh, yeah.
The little Mo, and she had an hideous Irish boyfriend that was whacking her about. Wasn't very nice at Christmas. He poured gravy all over her. Which is a bloody terrible waste of gravy for a start. But, this new fella, Owen, is it?
Owen, it is. Where do I recognise the actor from?
I don't know. He is familiar, mind.
Yeah, very familiar. I don't think it's the same, because he seems to have found redemption, doesn't he, Owen? Maybe he'll lose it at some point, but he seems a decent sort at the moment.
What'll happen is, there'll be a thing where Lucas gets caught for murdering what's-her-name. He'll end up going out of it, she'll end up going back with him, and then he'll beat her about, and then there'll be some big thingamabob, probably involving a fireball, and they'll, loads of them will either get killed or he'll get killed. It's happened before.
It has happened before. I suppose there's not much more to say about that, and besides, half of our readers don't even watch EastEnders.
Well, no, I've just given me Chad eyebrows now.
I'm unpleasant African dictator Idi Amin. I'm just here to say, this is the What's With Mothers new podcast. They're great. Now I'm off to eat somebody's head. Goodbye!
Well, any adverts you've seen that have annoyed you?
Loads. There's the...
Hang on, wait. This is being edited, so I'll ask again. Are there any adverts at the moment that have annoyed you?
Yeah, loads. There's obviously all the gold ones. £280. Thank you, cash for gold. There's that lot.
Yeah, they're irritating. They've kind of replaced all the Consolidate Your Loan adverts, haven't they?
They have, yeah. You don't get those anymore. You now just get, pawnbrokers advertising on the TV, which I never thought I'd see. But I suppose it was refreshing for about 5 minutes now, but... If you work from home, that's all you see in the daytime, if you have the telly on, is endless cash for gold advertisements.
How are you supposed to get your gold to them? Do you put it in the post?
Yeah, well, it's brilliant, this. What you do is, if you fancy setting up your own gold refinery business, you get an advert on the TV and you ask people to put their gold in an envelope and put it in the post, and there you go.
That's it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm assuming, you know, I'm thinking, well, how much does an advert cost on the TV, on your telly?
About,
one advert.
About £100 million, I think.
Right, so, no, it can't be that amount of money, surely. One advert.
Let's say £10 million.
No, not £10 million, surely. One advert must cost you about, what, £10,000?
Well, it depends what time it is, where it is in the running order, all that kind of business.
right, well, I'm going for 10,000 quid, right? In the middle of Tricia. No, Jeremy Kyle. Yeah? Right,
that will be cheaper, I reckon, because it's daytime.
Right, okay, so let's say £5,000 for an... Hold on, I'm writing this down. Wait a minute. Right, £5,000 for an advert in the middle of Jeremy Kyle. What you say is, right, please put your gold in an envelope. Send it to us and we'll send you some money back. Like that, right? Well, if you consider the amount of people who were watching at that time who haven't got any money, but have got quite a lot of Elizabeth Duke Argos jewellery, yeah? I reckon out of one £5,000 advert, you could scam quite a large percentage of the British population out of at least £1.5 million worth of gold.
Well, we're in the wrong business then, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. As opposed to sitting here doing bloody podcasts and stuff, what we should be doing is scamming the British public. Mind you, that said, we have now given ourselves away.
Anything to report from your time on Earth?
Yes, the humans voluntarily listen to two idiots waffling on about television.
What do they listen with?
With their ears.
It's Watch With Mothers.
Should we sing a song?
I'll just introduce it then.
Well, hold on a minute. What song are we going to sing?
Are we actually going to sing a song?
Yeah, why not? What song should we sing? Should we? What about a Carly Simon number? Bring up the lyrics. Wait a minute.
They're going to hate us for this.
I don't give a shit.
Carly, Simon, Coming Around Again?
Oh, I don't want Coming Around Again. What about...
Nobody Does It Better?
Nobody Does It Better. Beautiful. Nobody Does It... Can you hear that?
Yeah, I could hear that, yeah.
That's my keyboard bouncing up and down.
I've got the lyrics up.
Yeah, hang on, so have I. Hold on. Right. This is going to be beautiful. Da, are we doing the da 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 da
Daniel
da 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 ba 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 ba? Nobody does it, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So
okay.
I'll introduce it. Oh, you okay. Can introduce it actually and say, yeah, just to remind you that we're the best, maybe, or something along those lines. Or not.
I'll wing it.
Yeah. Off you go then.
Oh, right, yeah, sorry. Who do you think does it better? Carly Simon or Elkie Brooks?
It's got to be Carly, surely.
What, the mighty Carly Simon? You reckon? She's better. What about Tyler? Bonnie Tyler? She better than her?
Well, I think that's a closer match, but I think Simon still wins out.
Yeah, I think you're right there, mate. Da! Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Is that enough?
Yeah, I can't really be doing with going through the whole thing, can you? Right, so back to normal next week, a full podcast. Apologies this is so short, and apologies it was so poor.
It's very shit.
But, well, it's free, isn't it?
It's free, exactly, yeah. So if you don't like it, hard lines!
Hard lines indeed. So,
bye!
Yeah. Yeah, goodbye from me, Swine Zed. Hello. No, goodbye.
Hello.
And goodbye from Napoleon.
Oh, those lovely big bums. Those lovely big bums.
Well, that'd do.
That was fucking awful, mate.